Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something super personal, my own journey with mental health. You know how sometimes life feels like a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into this dark tunnel. Yeah, I've been there, and trust me, I know it can feel pretty isolating. But here's the thing, we all have these emotional ups and downs, right? It's a part of being human, but sometimes those dips become really difficult to climb out of. And that's when you need to pay attention, like seriously listen to what your mind and body are trying to tell you. So, over the course of this episode, I want to share my story with you guys, warts and all. Because, let's be real, talking about mental health isn't always easy, but it's damn important. Here's the deal. Understanding your own mental well-being is like having a superpower. It helps you navigate life's challenges, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling existence. Think of it this way. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. Just like you wouldn't skip brushing your teeth or eating healthy, you shouldn't neglect your emotional well-being either. First off, remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Seriously, ever tried tackling a massive puzzle on your own? It's much easier with a team, right? Your mental health journey doesn't have to be a solo mission. Reach out to friends, family, or professionals. There are people who want to support you. Second, learn to identify your triggers. Those sneaky little things that throw your emotions off balance. Maybe it's social media, certain news stories, or even specific conversations. Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to manage those triggers. Think of it like having an emotional GPS, guiding you away from potential pitfalls. Third, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. You wouldn't berate a friend for struggling, right? Treat yourself with the same understanding and support. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and setbacks are a natural part of growth. Next up, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nurturing your physical and emotional well-being. Think regular exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Finally, remember that progress isn't linear. You might have good days and bad days, but keep moving forward. Celebrate the small victories, learn from the challenges, and never give up on yourself. You are stronger than you think. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, this incredible woman I met at a workshop. She was juggling a demanding job, raising two kids, and somehow finding time to volunteer at her local soup kitchen. Sounds pretty awesome, right? But she confided in me that she'd been struggling with anxiety lately, the constant feeling of being overwhelmed, like a pressure cooker about to explode. Sarah started by practicing mindfulness, taking those few minutes each day to focus on her breath and ground herself in the present moment. She also made time for activities she loved, like painting and hiking, which helped her release stress and reconnect with herself. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to feel more balanced and in control. She realized that taking care of her mental health wasn't a luxury. It was essential for her overall well-being. Listen, this isn't just some abstract concept. It's about living your best life. So, I want you to take one thing away from today's episode. Start small. Maybe it's journaling your thoughts and feelings, talking to a trusted friend or family member, or simply taking a few deep breaths throughout the day. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and happiness. And taking care of your mental health is an investment in yourself, one that will pay dividends for years to come. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright, guys.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.